In your top stories, Boza asks the government to publish the names of blacklisted contractors. The ANC in Johannesburg does not have the power to recall Moreo, and the Department of Employment and Labour calls for the protection of young workers. Build One South Africa's leader, Musi Maimane, has called on the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Velankosi Klabisa, to publish the names of blacklisted companies. These companies are contractors who failed to deliver services to municipalities after they have been paid to do so. Maimane says these companies move from one area to another and continue to rob communities. Klabisa says National Treasury has the list of these companies. The ANC says its regional executive committee in Johannesburg does not have the authority to recall Dada Moreo as the city's mayor. The ANC in Johannesburg announced the recall this past weekend. However, Moreo says he has not been officially informed about the recall. The ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the regional executive committee does not have the power to recall a mayor of a metro municipality. He says that power lies with national leadership. The Western Cape government says it expects the army deployment in the province to start next month. The province will have soldiers deployed in areas that have levels of gang violence. President Ramaphosa says the authorized deployment of 2,200 soldiers in 5 provinces, and some of the provinces are struggling with illegal mining. South African Police Service has provided the timeline for the deployment of the Western Cape following recent meetings. The Eastern Cape MEC for Economic Development and Environmental Affairs and Tourism, Okula Peters, urges communities to tackle crime along coastlines. Peters made the call while attending the Africa Coastal Marine Maritime Tourism Trade Market at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium yesterday. According to the MEC, it is crucial for communities to work with law enforcement authorities to fight and reduce maritime crime. Peters says this will help ensure more tourists visit the province. The Department of Employment and Labour says young workers need to be protected because they are the future of the workplace. The department held the second day of Occupational Health and Safety Conference in Boksburg yesterday. The conference discussed the vulnerability of young workers. The department says this vulnerability is aggravated by insufficient training and supervision, as well as high-risk entry-level jobs. It has called on employers to implement occupational health and safety measures on a daily basis to protect these workers. International news. Rwanda and the DRC have agreed on steps to de-escalate tension. The DRC accused Rwanda of supporting M23 rebels that operate in the country. Rwanda denies the accusations. The two nations met in Washington yesterday to discuss the stalled peace process. America brokered a fragile peace deal between the two nations in December. And looking at finances, gold was selling at $4,851.06 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $112.14, $1 R16.96, the British pound R22.51, and the euro R19.46. A Bitcoin is currently $70,784.02. And that's all for this bulletin. Also wrapping the Thursday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Back tomorrow for Friday. Have a great day wherever you are, and looking forward to the weekend. Here's Roger Taylor, Man on Fire.